And the show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly, wishing you a good afternoon. On the program today, I'm going to be talking with a young violinist. I think he's all of 23 or so, might be a little older by now, named Charles Yang, originally from Austin, Texas. He is a recent graduate from the Juilliard School, and he's going to be performing a couple of quite different concertos, different from each other, that is, with the Peoria Symphony this weekend, one of which is, of course, the Tchaikovsky, which anybody who knows violin concertos probably knows. And then there's a brand new one, literally so. It's going to have its world premiere on Saturday by one of his colleagues, actually, at Juilliard, named Armand Ranjbaran. It's called A Concerto for Popular Culture and Orchestra. And we'll get to hear a little bit more about that, as well as a number of examples of his playing. He's a not your usual violinist, and in that he's also a rock musician and other things as well. So that is coming up very shortly, but I wanted to say first, welcome to Donda Beard, who is our development director here at WILL. And so we can just say very briefly that we are in our membership drive this week.
Right. And if you believe, as Gary Apfelstadt and Claudine Hansen do, that Live and Local gets to the heart of WILL's mission, I hope you'll make a gift right now. The number to call to support Live and Local is 217-244-0025. And when you make your gift, Gary and Claudine are going to add $10 to your pledge, $20 to your pledge, right this moment. So I hope that you will take action and make a gift to support live music on WILL FM.
244-0025, the number to call. And our website is willpledge.org. And we will be back to you. But first, we want to get you into the conversation with Charles Yang and hear him. This is actually a solo piece, just violin alone, of his own composition. It's called Motion.
Thank you.
It's a composition by Charles Yang, simply called Motion, and he is the violinist in that performance. He is going to be playing Peoria Symphony, with the Peoria Symphony, Saturday night. They are doing an almost all Tchaikovsky program. It's going to include his performance with the orchestra of Tchaikovsky's violin concerto and an overture that will also involve the Central Illinois Youth Symphony and also then the Second Symphony. And then there's this interesting piece we'll talk about that has a lot to do with some of his own background by one of his colleagues or former colleagues at the Juilliard School, where he is still a student. What are you, a senior by now?
No, I'm out of there.
You're out of there.
I'm a grown man now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I just finished my master's.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, I've lost track, as of course the various bits of information one finds, you never know when they were written and so on. Well, very good. So you're out on your own doing, well, I was going to say doing everything, and that's really kind of the topic here. Because you spend time as a composer, obviously violinist, you do some electric violin playing, which is pretty interesting. Guitarist in a rock band that still exists?
Yeah, I'm actually currently in a band called CDZA. It's a viral YouTube channel, you know, it makes a lot of experimental music videos on YouTube. And we also play live, so that's my current band right now.
What happened to the one you had down in Austin? I'm losing the name of it here.
We disbanded like the Beatles, and even more dramatically, actually.
Charlie Railroad was called.
Charlie Railroad, yeah, that was my old band. So.
These things do pass, don't they? Well, I wanted to sort of lead into all this with how you got going on the violin. I understand that it was not something you took to immediately, to say the very least.
No. I honestly don't remember a time where I didn't play violin, because I started at the age of 3.
You weren't a fan to start.
I wasn't a fan, yeah, exactly. My mom was a violinist, so she is a violinist, and she forced me to play. She kind of shoved the violin in my hand and said, this is what you're going to do. I don't remember that time, but I just remember not enjoying it, even up to my early, up to 10 or 11, I still didn't really enjoy it very much. And I do remember the breakthrough of finally feeling that feeling when you know, that inspiration and that motivation to become a better artist, and that was the greatest feeling.
When did that happen?
That actually started when I went to Interlaken. That's the first music camp I ever went to, and the one of two music camps that I ever went to. But Interlaken, I went there when I was, I believe, 11 years old. Might have been, yeah, I think it was 11 years old. But I was surrounded by other people that had, they had other talents and motivated their time kind of like the way I did. Whereas, back in Texas, sports was the main thing. And when it came to the arts, I was kind of alone there, practicing every day while my friends were out playing soccer or basketball. So being at Interlaken, being involved with these other kids that were so into the arts, while also being, friends, and then we'd play sports together, go swimming, and but then again, spend time doing orchestra or choir or art sculpting. That was really inspiring to me, and I had at that time won the concerto competition there as a junior boy. So I was kind of like a little kid celebrity over there, and it was a great feeling. So, that really inspired me to, and I realized, man, I'm not practicing for my parents or for my teachers, and I'm actually practicing for myself, and that nobody else. If I'm to practice, I should do it for myself.
But it was
keep improving.
But it was really after that point that you decided to pick up the guitar. So somehow the violin has never been everything.
Right. I started guitar, a couple years after that, in my teens. But guitar was something, living in Austin, Texas, learning the blues it's a big part of your lifestyle over there. So nobody really played blues violin that I knew of. So many of my friends played blues guitar, and I just picked up from them, and I wanted to be like them, so I learned blues guitar, and that actually helped me learn how to improvise on my violin. And it's funny that I had to have guitar to let me be able to do that. For violin, I've been playing that instrument for so long, but it was the guitar that I had no teacher, but I learned how to improvise on that instrument that led me to improvise on the violin. So it's kind of a blessing in disguise to learn guitar.
How much does improvisation figure in some of what you do? I mean, I know, of course, you play lots of straight-ahead classical stuff, and we'll actually hear some examples of that coming up, but also you do collaborations with different types of musicians, even a dancer now and then, I guess?
Oh, yeah. With dancers, that's a different kind of collaboration, but, recently about a year ago, I played with Steve Miller, the Steve Miller Band, and I played on the same on the same bill as him. And when he went on stage, he just kind of asked me to come on and do a solo with him. So if this was 10-year-old Charles Yang or even 14-year-old Charles Yang, I would have turned down Steve Miller and said no, I don't do that kind of stuff. Mainly because I didn't know how, but because he asked, and this is one of my idols, Steve Miller. I went up there and we got to jam on some of his biggest his biggest songs, his hits. So it was great.
I wanted to.
So you never know where where improv takes you, and it definitely gives me a lot of freedom in writing music and also in making a piece of music different. A classical piece, its own flair. It's helped me with that.
Well, we'll come up to that in a minute. I wanted to give an example of actually your singing because, I went on YouTube, of course, and looked at your channel and some of the other videos that are on there and saw a couple of them, and I just thought, oh, surely he's not doing the singing himself here. Somebody's dubbed on, but of course it is. And you're a wonderful singer. This is your cover of a Bob Dylan tune called Make You Feel My Love. What made you decide to do this particular song? It's really tenderly done.
Oh, thank you. I don't watch that too often anymore because it's so cheesy the way I did. But I actually did that, because my friend was getting married. And of course, I thought I'd sing a song a tender song like that, and express it to the world, to the bride of some other man. it was a gift for them.
Well, here it is. Charles Yang singing and playing music by Bob Dylan. He's going to be performing with the Peoria Symphony Saturday night at 8:00. He's also going to be playing another gig on Thursday, which we'll talk about coming up. Charles Yang is my guest here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
On the case,
Music by Bob Dylan is called Make You Feel My Love, and it was performed by Charles Yang. He played a very interesting-looking electric violin, very short and stubby, and there were no tuning pegs on it, I noticed. You can find that, actually, on YouTube. And he was also the singer. Charles Yang is going to be performing with the Peoria Symphony on Saturday night at 8 o'clock, the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto, and then also a music by Arman Rajbaran, which the two of them actually composed together, called Concerto for Popular Culture and Orchestra. It involves three different pop/rock songs that they're essentially covering in this concerto, in a is contrived as a essentially a three-movement standard concerto, but each song takes one of the movements in the appropriate place. That's coming up at 8 o'clock, and I'll be talking with Charles and the composer a little more coming up. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring new exhibits entitled On the Road Again, Cruising Coast to Coast with America's Music. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. And, of course, our program also supported by our listeners. Your financial contributions are really make up the bulk of our support here at WYLL. And it's our fall membership drive. I'm here today with WYLL's development director, Donda Beard, who I'm always very pleased to have across the studio.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here. I'm here in the studio today to ask you to help sustain this service on WILL. I know that if you tune in regularly to Live and Local, you value the conversations and commitment we've made not only to great music, but also to our area's artists and to artists who are visiting our area. So I invite you to help right now by calling in your pledge of support to area code 217-244-0025. Our goal for this October fund drive, which will end Friday, is $115,000. And so far, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we've raised just under $20,000. So the next few gifts will put us over the $20,000 mark for the day or for the drive on our way to $115,000. So you can see that you can help. Your gift is really going to make a difference right now. Again, the number to call, 217-244-0025. It's especially important that you do it during Live and Local because Gary Apfelstadt and Claudine Hansen in Dewey, Illinois, in Champaign County, have planned to add $20 to the value of your pledge. So your gift means $20 more dollars in the bank because Gary and Claudine have made that commitment. They are avid listeners of the show. I know in Gary's family, he has there are musicians in his family, and so he feels strongly about the idea of service to musicians. And if you do as well, I hope that you will answer his challenge, their challenge, with your own gift. Again, the number 244-0025, or you can go to willpledge.org to make your gift. I know Gary and Claudine will be delighted to hear from you and to know that other people also feel strongly about the arts in Central Illinois.
And if you've never made a contribution before to WYLL, we're especially appealing to you because it's contributions from new members that help keep the station vibrant, essentially. And you're enjoying Live and Local because somebody before you made a pledge to keep the service going. And so from year to year, we need to, it's important to add new friends so that this service is there for the next you know, some years down the road. You can become a member for the first time now by calling 217-244-0025 or joining online at willpledge.org. Live and Local is here for a number of reasons. One, it's to bring you closer to music that's happening locally. Another is it helps to bring musicians to you, which is sort of this, in a way, is the same thing, except we're providing a service to you as a potential listener to live music and to the performers to help them have an audience, to get them exposed. And then, of course, there's simply the entertainment value and the educational value of having conversations with somebody like Charles Yang, who is probably somebody you hadn't heard of before, who's a really interesting person, musician, multifaceted musician, coming from a place that the average classical musician doesn't come from, or at least if they did, they went straight, so to speak. and he hasn't quite done that. And to me, anyway, it certainly makes him interesting. I try to bring him and others, other artists, to you. So that, you know, you have a great hour of music and conversation. And if you appreciate what we're doing with the show, then we hope you'll take a moment now and call to make your pledge. The number's 217-244-0025. And you'll support Live and Local and all the other great programs you hear on WILL each week.
You know, I really do think that conversations help us understand music and the arts a little better. And I think it's a unique role that public radio can play. And if you agree, I hope that you will make a gift right now. It's a little bit like a vote of support for this kind of program. When you call now, as opposed to some other time, it's really sort of giving us an endorsement. Yes, this is the sort of program that I believe is important for my public media station, and I'm willing to tell you right now that I'm going to support it with my dollars. So the amount of your gift is not terribly important. It's your action that's important right now, especially as Gary Appelstadt and Claudine Hanson will be adding $20 to the value of your gift. It'll make a big difference in the type of music that comes out of your radio. It really will. Again, that number, 217-244-0025. Think about a monthly gift, just $5 a month, $10 a month, maybe even $20 a month to support public media will go a long way towards sustaining this year's programs, but also the programs for next year. So you're doing something for yourself, but also for your whole community, and you're doing it in a sustaining manner. So I hope you'll get on board now and stay with us, stay the course as we continue to bring you Live and Local week in and week out.
217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org. Charles Yang is the violinist performing with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra this weekend in concerts at the Peoria Civic Center at 8 o'clock Saturday night. And he's with us here on Live and Local. I wanted to ask you about this gig you're doing on Thursday in advance of your concert in Peoria. You're actually there all week long doing various kinds of things. But You're going to play with a songwriter named Jared Bartman of Peoria at Kelleher's Irish Pub on Thursday night. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that's just something fun. You know, Jared had sent me, you know, Maestro Saluto had gave me high recommendations of Jared, and Jared, you know, sent me a lot of his music, and it's fantastic. He's a tremendously talented dude. I'm very excited to, you know, play a lot of his music. We're going to do some collaborations, maybe one or two of my own songs, and but it's a chance to, I guess that's the yin or yang of my side. I'm not really sure which side, but it's just a different side of Tchaikovsky. So I like to do that. You know, it brings the humanistic side of the unpretentious musician that I try to stay true to. I don't know. I sound very pretentious by saying that. But.
Well, there's a quote in some article another that I read that that you have said, if there's one thing I want to do in my life, it's merge classical and popular music. And now this was several years ago. Is that still what you're really about?
Yes, I mean, if I were to rephrase that today, I would by saying, you know, that it's actually funny because composer Armand Ronfron and Maestro Saluto today, and I, we had the musical talk, Musical Monday talk, and we talked about just how music is music. It's just right now just categorized in all these genres. If I was to rephrase that, my goal is to break down those barriers between genres that are holding back creativity and holding back collaborations between different artists. Merging classical music and popular music, I mean, that naturally has already been done throughout the years. And without classical music, popular music would not be where it is today. And actually today, many people are using popular music to kind of inspire their avant-garde classical pieces. So that also was inspiration for our piece with Armand Rachman.
Well, let's talk about that, because that is, as I said earlier, this concert on Saturday night is nearly all Tchaikovsky. The Festival Overture is going to open the program, and that's a side-by-side between the orchestra and the Central Illinois Youth Symphony, so that's always exciting. And then it's going to close with what's known as the Little Russian Symphony, Tchaikovsky's second symphony, and of course you're going to play one of the big standards, the Tchaikovsky Concerto. Armand Rachman's piece is called Covers, Concerto for Popular Culture and Orchestra, and it's a world premiere. Very interesting term you decided to use there. Armand Rachman is also with us, along with Charles Yang. Why popular culture? Why not, concerto for, rock concerto for violin and orchestra or something like that?
Well, I think with the title, it was kind of jointly decided between all of us in the symphony as a way to make it most clear to the audience what the piece would be about. I think Maestro Saluto has often talked about popular culture and classical music, as Charles was just talking about, meeting and merging. So I think it's just a good term that people immediately understand. So I think the title has a real functional aspect that, kind of makes it clear. And they are covers in a way of popular songs, so that's where the covers aspect comes from.
Then those popular songs are Hotel California from the Eagles, Blackbird from the Beatles, and then Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen. What made you choose those three?
Well, you want to take this one?
Sure. The songs were brought to me at first. So for me, the challenge was taking these songs that were chosen. And Charles and I actually co-composed this piece, which is really interesting because we were just talking about this a little while ago, how in the popular music arena, oftentimes a band will get together and jam to write a song, whereas in classical music, a composer sits by himself and writes a piece all by his lonesome. But for this piece, Charles and I sat there measure by measure and composed it together. He was focusing on the violin part as I focused on the orchestra around him. Each song kind of presented its own challenge for putting it together.
So you said you were sort of handed those three pieces. Who made that decision?
Well, I these were based off of performances of Bohemian Rhapsody. I actually have a version of that for solo violin.
Voice.
That happened because I have a YouTube video of Bohemian Rhapsody on YouTube, pretty soon after I put that online, and my people that would book me would always ask for Bohemian Rhapsody, and I told them I couldn't clone myself. What I do in the video is I clone myself like 9 times playing different parts. So I had to write a solo rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody just in case, people had asked for it. And it turns out to be pretty popular amongst whoever wants me to play. So so we thought, this is a great thing to make into. And Bohemian Rhapsody is so structured into it. It just works for orchestra. It's got so many elements of pop culture, but also of classical music.
Definitely. I was happy to receive these pieces because they each had their own challenge. For Bohemian Rhapsody, it was because the piece is so symphonic already in nature. Our number one goal was, one, to honor the pieces and then bring a little bit something new to them. So for Bohemian Rhapsody, it's so structured already like a symphony. Mm. So we wanted to maintain that structure and take Charles's violin part that he had written and kind of merge the two together. For Blackbird, it's a very simple, beautiful song, and it works well as a middle movement. It's reminiscent of kind of even Tchaikovsky. The middle movement of his concerto is very simple and folk-like.
Right.
And so Blackbird was a perfect choice for that middle movement. Then Hotel California has this kind of dark tinge to it, and we wanted to bring that out and really create a dramatic first movement of a violin concerto, which is kind of in the tradition of violin concertos to have a real dramatic opening, and Hotel California was perfect for that.
So we were talking earlier about improvisation. Is there an element of that in this piece?
There was in the collaboration of writing this. I mean, the piece itself is now very much structured and written out. But while we were writing it, we actually did this. We had, you know, face-to-face meetings, but many of our writing time was over Google Hangouts online. So video conferences.
Thanks, Google.
Yeah.
Thanks, Google.
Google. But, you know, I would play passages, and Armand would tell me, I like that section, and I like this section. Let's, you know, that's how we kind of put the pieces together.
Yeah.
So, a lot of it had, it kind of a structured improv style. You know, that's what came out of it and what we wrote.
Well, Charles has such a facility on the violin that he can improvise really interesting passages. And then we take those and try to write them, and then, you know, we would try to infuse elements of the songs into those passages he was coming up with. So, yeah, it was definitely part of the process.
Well, Armand Ranjbaran and Charles Yang are my guests, this portion of Live and Local. Their piece called Covers, a concerto for popular culture and orchestra, world premiere, is going to happen Saturday night on a concert by the Peoria Symphony at 8 o'clock. The rest of the program is Tchaikovsky, an overture to start, a symphony to end, and then, of course, the violin concerto in the midst. I don't have any of the tunes, of course, that are involved. Well, I should say I don't have this piece because it's a premiere. There's no recording yet. But I do have a different kind of cover that I wanted to share with people. And this is an interesting collaboration, Charles, that you did with a guy that I also talked to on this radio show once, Jake Shimabukuro.
Oh, yes. I love that guy.
Wonderful, as he would say, ukulele player.
Ukulele, that's right. Did he correct you as well?
He didn't, but I knew that ahead of time.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Instead of ukulele, but, you know. And this is, since you got a Beatles tune on this concerto, this is a George Harrison tune. It's a lovely piece. And there's clearly improvisation going on around this one.
Oh, God, yeah. We actually were put together... for that show, we didn't really. It was all improv, actually. We laid out a structure to say, okay, who's going to take the solo? You know, where should we end, and in what key we're going to do this in? And that's what we did. And actually, it was one of the most fun jam sessions I've ever had in my life on stage in a performance. You know, it was very spontaneous and a lot of fun.
And this was fun to watch too. And this can be found on the YouTube channel. When My Guitar Gently Weeps, it's called. Charles Yang on the violin, Jake Shimabukuro on the ukulele, or ukulele if you like, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. There is more to that. You can actually find that on YouTube. It's a performance by violinist Charles Yang and ukulele player Jake Shimabukuro of George Harrison's tune While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And Charles Yang will play another Beatles tune called Blackbird as part of this concerto for popular culture and orchestra by Armand Rangbaran and Charles Yang that will be played with the Peoria Symphony Saturday night at 8 o'clock. It's a world premiere, and Charles will also play Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. You're listening to 90.9 Live and Local here on WILL. Our program is supported by the Great Impasta, a family-owned restaurant serving foods from northern Italy for more than 25 years. The Great Impasta, Lincoln Square in downtown Urbana. More information is available at 359-7377. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. The decision to listen to WILL is probably fairly easy for you. We bring you music that you love, and in the case of Live and Local, I hope you enjoy the conversations that we have with musicians who are bringing you music that you love. And I'm willing to bet that some of the music that you hear, as well as some of the musicians, are not people that you knew about before. We keep coming up with... keeping up with some of the many cultural events that happen in our area can certainly be a challenge. And Live and Local helps to keep you in touch with what's happening here. I mean, it's difficult enough for me to keep in touch with everything that's happening so that I can tell you about places that you can go to see live music, to see live theater, to see live dance. And during this fall pledge drive, we're asking you to support this specific program. When you do, you'll be helping us to keep you entertained and informed. You can call with your pledge now. The number is 217-244-0025, or make your contribution online at willpledge.org.
Becoming a friend of WILL is something we ask you to begin to do, and then we ask you to continue your support every year for this station. So if you made a gift at about this time last year, we're asking you to call again, because as you might guess, every year our expenses here at WILL turn over, and we renew our licenses for music, and we continue to maintain our equipment and pay our utility bills, and of course, pay our staff. And so we ask you to make an annual commitment to WILL. So if you've been tuning to the station a lot over the year, and we certainly hope you have, I hope you'll think about renewing your support and maybe even increasing the value of your donation so that this station can continue to keep you up to date with what's happening in the music and arts scene in Central Illinois and retain our commitment to our region's artists. You know, at a gift of something like $6 a month, you'll receive the WILL member card. That's just a commitment of $72 for a year, just $6 a month when you think about it that way. You'll receive the WILL member card, which entitles you to discounts at restaurants throughout our region. A gift of $120 is only 10 bucks a month. And in fact, the next gift of $120, the next commitment of $10 a month for this station will put us over the $20,000 mark for this drive. So if it's something you can do and you're willing to do and you have a couple of minutes to make that pledge right now, it'll make a real difference for this station as we continue to make progress towards our fundraising goals for this fall. The number to call is 217-244-0025. So as a listener to this station, you are rather unique in our community. You know, public radio reaches thousands of people every day, yet we're really a fairly small part of the entire radio listening universe in Central Illinois, so that makes you special. If you're listening to this program and you really like Live and Local, you're special. If you have decided to make a financial commitment to this station today, you are special indeed. So I hope that you will take action on that commitment right now. Again, the number to call, 217-244-0025. The friends of WILL, listeners like you, have kept this station going strong for nearly 40 years. And I hope that you'll join them with your gift right now. 244-0025, or you can donate online. Same questions the online form will ask you at willpledge.org.
And again, we have Charles Yang with us here on Live and Local. He's playing with the Peoria Symphony Saturday night for a concert that starts at 8 o'clock at the Peoria Civic Center. Wanted to just ask you, more or less in closing here, Charles, how you see your career going forth from here. I mean, you do have sort of an experimental rock band. You're obviously playing lots of classical concerts. How do you see your career as you go forward, combining these kinds of activities or merging them, as in the case of this concerto you're doing this week?
Well, it's very interesting because not everyone has the mindset of of Maestro Saluto. You know, it's an idea like this is really something that's wonderful, and it really brings lots of new audiences, and we're on the same level of mindset. So this is something, you know, that's different that I've never done, and I'd like to do more of these kind of collaborations with conductors and orchestras and composers, while doing the classics like Tchaikovsky and as a violinist, I don't want to restrict myself to solely being a classical artist. And for example, what's next for me is a week at Lincoln Center, where the revival of Twilight Tharp's Partita, where I'm playing the D minor Partita for her dance company, for American Ballet Theater. And actually, on one of the shows I'm doing that, I'm doing a matinee at Lincoln Center, and then I'm running over to Pier 36 to play the first YouTube Music Awards, and that's where I'll be playing with my band CDZA. So it's like these kind of yin and yang features, doing different things at the same time is I think my ideal situation. But meeting new artists that that just have the urge to really bring in a new audience and to do something different, like a George Saluto or Armand Rajbrun, that's really the thrill of being a musician for me is these collaborations, I can't ask for anything more than that.
Do you see yourself at any point in the midst of a classical concert, maybe such as this one, bringing your guitar on stage or singing in as part of the program?
Yeah, I hope so one day. I don't know about my guitar skills. I'm a little rusty at the moment, but I would love to
play Freebird.
Yeah, Freebird. I would eventually like to incorporate my voice into an orchestral, something like that would be great. Would be really cool.
Is it true that you were offered a contract as a pop singer?
Yeah, in Asia, I almost was gonna go along with Sony and become an Asian pop star over there. This was my undergrad years at Juilliard. And I turned it down. I had to finish school. It was a long contract, and I think it was a good move because I'm actually, very free to do my music today, and I would have been restricted if I would have done that. So I'm very happy that I got to finish school.
Well, it doesn't sound like restriction is something that is going to be in the life of Charles Yang very much.
Well, who knows? Who knows what happens? I don't know. Restrictions are I don't let them happen unless someone makes me. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I don't know.
Charles Yang is playing with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra Saturday night, 8 o'clock, at Peoria Civic Center Theater. He'll play the Tchaikovsky Concerto, also Armand Rajbrun's Concerto for Popular Culture and Orchestra called Covers, and lots of other Tchaikovsky on that program as well. If you want more information, go to the Peoria Symphony's website. And for more information on Charles Yang, I believe it's charlesyangmusic.com, right?
Yep, you got it.
And Armand, have you got a website?
I don't have a website, actually.
But check out Operation Superpower.
I do have a program that people want to check out. It's called Operation Superpower. It's a it's an interactive superhero opera for kids. It's a an anti-bullying school assembly. So people want to check that out. It's operationsuperpower.com. It's a fun little project.
There you go. Well, thank you, gentlemen, very much for joining us on Live and Local today. Have a blast this week.
Thank you so much.
Right, thank you so much for having us.
The very end of Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, Charles Yang, the soloist. I'm sorry, I don't know who the orchestra and conductor is in that performance, but he'll be playing it with the Peoria Symphony on Saturday night at 8 o'clock, conducted by its music director, George Stelluto. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. And not only are we have we been talking to Charles Yang this hour, we've been talking to you, our listeners, and encouraging you to consider supporting this show with your financial contributions. We welcome many voices on the show, certainly musicians, various other performers to be on the air with us. And with this program, you get a picture of what's happening in the arts community, especially the music community. And we hope some insight into the people who are performing. And if you value that, we hope you'll consider making a contribution today, helping us to make some of these important community connections possible. You can call now, 217-244-0025, with your pledge of support, or you can give online at willpledge.org. I've been pleased to share the studio today with our development director, Donna Beard.
Well, thanks. I always enjoy being here in the studio with you, Kevin. And I often think of public radio a little bit like glue. I really do think we kind of connect the dots between musicians and their potential audiences and musicians and the amazing Friends of WILL classical collection that we have here. And I think about the AM station in the same way. You know, we're connecting the national news with local information, with local listeners. And I think that's an important function in our community. And if you agree, I hope that you will make a gift right now. Well, how much should you give? I wonder if you're wondering. That decision truly is entirely up to you. We're here to make a few suggestions, though. Your $10 a month gift can be used to bring you and your whole community a year's worth of music to inspire, motivate, calm you, however music works for you in your life, you can go online to willpledge.org and make your pledge in any amount you choose, any amount a month, $5 a month, $10 a month. That contribution of $10 a month, when you think about it, is about 30 cents a day. That's not a whole lot to pay for a music service like this one. If you'd rather pick up the phone, 217-244-0025 is the number to call. There's someone ready to take your call right now, and now would be a terrific time to make your gift. It's really a little vote of support for a program like Live and Local, kind of sticking sticking our necks out a little bit in terms of bringing you a music show that's more about music as much as it provides you the music. If you think it's an important role in our community, I invite you to call and make a gift right now.
Number again is 217-244-0025. And you can always do it online with your credit card. The web address is willpledge.org. Very easy, willpledge.org. We also have support from WUIS Public Radio in Springfield with a dinner honoring NPR correspondent Kelly McEvers, who recently returned from the Middle East, where she reported on the Arab Spring, Iraq, Syria, and more. Details and tickets are available at WUIS.org. This is 90.9 WYLFM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Emphasize member-supported. Make your call now if you would, and we'll make it easy for you. 217-244-0025 or willpledge.org. And I cannot resist going out with some of what Charles Yang talked about earlier, which is to say his version of Bohemian Rhapsody, it's all him. The vocals, the orchestra made out of his own violin playing. You can find the whole thing on YouTube. I think it's fantastic. And this comes from, of course, it's the Queen tune, but it's all Charles Yang here on Live and Local.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Too late.